This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Curtis's guy, Elliot Friedman, getting Courtney all up in her feels. Brad Marchand tried to remain a Bruin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wanted it. He went to him. Please give me a meeting.
Right.
Please, let's get a deal done. And they, I guess at that point, were uninterested.
And so two things. Just that doesn't sound like a guy who hated it here in Boston or was having issues in the dressing room. And two, like, the money couldn't have been that far apart that the Bruins couldn't just give him a little bit more. Like, Mike Milbury. He earned it.
Yeah, but I guess it clearly seems like the money was far apart because he's making $6.2 million, right? Mm-hmm. So they gave Patrice Bergeron his last year. They gave him 1 year and $5 million. So if Marchand's like, all right, well, I'll take a pay cut. Am I going to take it to 4.5?
Well, what was the number that Greg read earlier?
That they were talking three. Was it 3 or 3.5? That was the
right.
Whatever.
So that's
there you go.
Whatever. That's a massive haircut for him to go from 6 to 4.
He was willing to meet in the middle.
Yes.
It sounds like
so. The middle looks like maybe we'll do 4.5.
Okay. I think that you do that. I think you do that for him.
Really?
Yes.
You wanted him, Greg. You.
I'm okay with it. As I said earlier, I'm just not okay with what they got for him. But I think
the bigger issue.
But I think they did him a solid.
Right.
I think they did him a solid. I think if they were, I don't think they made. It doesn't sound to me like they made the decision to trade him until they had that meeting last week and until he came to them and said, "Listen, I'll meet you here in the middle," or whatever. They were unwilling to do that. So I don't know. It was kind of a last minute scramble a little bit, and so then.
Trade barely got done. Like
right.
It came in right under the gun.
Right.
So if they get more for him, are you happier with that?
Yeah.
See, I think more people were like, Marchand's a great player. He still wants to play, but it's time for the Bruins to move on.
Well, people get sentimental. Like I think when something like that happens, many people who are clamoring for it are suddenly like, well, wait a minute. This is Brad Marchand. He's been here for 16 years. He won a cup. Like, how can we do that? How can we say goodbye to him? So, I mean, that's like the recency bias of the whole thing.
Right. I think if you wanted Marchand back, then you had no problem with them running it back. And I don't think anybody other than Courtney felt like, oh, they should run it back with this roster, because that's what bringing Marchand back would be on a 3-year deal.
Yeah, I just think, though, I know that you're focused on the poll that Curtis put up, but if you listen to the people that have called, we've had a mixed bag when it comes to people's feelings. Maria from Watertown.
She's the only one. I feel like most people are like, all right, it's time to ship Brad Marchand out of here.
But again, I don't think you didn't like Maria. I don't think bases anything on nostalgia. If you listen to Maria talk, she's somebody who watches the Bruins every single game and felt a certain way about it. Like, she wasn't basing it on things that he's done for the past. She was talking about the team right now and what Brad Marchand can do for us right now.
I mean, you were willing to trade him to your, I would argue, your number one rival.
Right.
And get a second-round pick for him.
Right.
You know, maybe it turns into a one if he plays a bunch of games and they get past the second round of the playoffs. But so...
Because you know that you're rebuilding. You know you're not very good and that you know you're not... You know that Florida's not a threat to you because you're not going to be fighting for a playoff spot.
Oh, it's painful to hear you say that.
But that's the truth of the matter, right? If you felt like you were fighting for a playoff spot, you would not send Marchand to the Panthers.
Yeah, this is Dan from Nashua, New Hampshire. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, just a quick comment on the Brad Marchand thing. I know you guys were throwing some numbers out there, this $3 million and $4 million numbers, but Elliot Friedman said in that clip you played, he didn't think they were asking Marchand to take a pay cut.
Yeah.
So either he did, he's mistaken.
He did say that. Like, so yep. So let's say Marchand was looking at an increase, and then when he went back to him last week, he was like, you know, if his increase was $1 million a year or whatever, he's like, let's split it.
Wait, how is there a gap on AAV but not getting a pay cut? I guess I don't understand.
That he's saying,
unless Marchand was asking for a raise.
Yeah.
So they were willing to give him, if you're reading into that, they'd be willing to give him like $6 million a year, but Marchand wanted like $8 million? I don't know. That seems a little outlandish.
Yeah, that's extremely high.
I mean, you paid Patrice Bergeron $5 million in his final year.
So maybe he was like, "Well, I need to be at least $5 million." If you gave Bergie $5 million a few years back, I should be somewhere in that price range. And if that's 3 years and $15 million, and maybe they were like, "Well, we're thinking more around $3 million, Brad," and he's like, "Nah, hell no, I'm not taking that much of a haircut. Yeah. You were willing to give Patrice $5 million. Why can't you give me that? I mean, based on what I mean to this team, I'm not that far behind a guy like Patrice Bergeron, and I'm 36. You were willing to give Patrice that at 38, I believe, or however old, 37.
Yeah, I think the two of them are different. Like,
no, I get it. But do you think he thinks that? Like, in as far as his production of what he's been able to do?
I mean, you'd have to tell me because you were a professional athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to a point where you feel like a team ought to have loyalty to you because of years served?
Yeah, and especially if you're a guy that
I mean, Mike Milbury said that a million times in the lead up to Friday, which was that essentially Brad Marchand had earned the right.
Mm-hmm.
To end his career here.
Right.
So do you feel like they did him dirty by not giving him the right to end his career here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because even if you go back and you look at what they gave to Chara when he was 38, 39 years old, and he wasn't nearly as productive as Brad Marchand is at the 37-year-old Marchand, I would look and go, well, they must have felt like, and the reason why I feel like this is they must have felt like we're not going to give you that type of money, but he's second on your team when it comes to points. They just feel like their team is going nowhere and they don't want to invest $5 million into a guy for the next 3 years for a team that goes nowhere.
This is Mike from Rhode Island. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for the call. Yeah, I just want to talk about Marchand, you know?
Yeah.
Great player. Love him. But, you know, it's time to move on. We need a fresh build. I would have been even happy to see Pasta leave. You know, we need a new Bruins team. It's been the same thing for 5-6 years now where we almost get to the playoffs. And we get to the playoffs and we lose first round, second round.
Yeah.
There's no cup.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There hasn't been a cup since 2011. You know, so it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
And see, Greg, I think more people think like Mike, that bringing Marchand back means you're running it back with the same team that stinks. So what are you doing here? I get your point where, like, you probably could have got more for him, and that's on Sweeney for not getting more for a guy like Brad Marchand. But bringing him back, what does he do for your team? If you bring him back for a 3-year deal, what does a guy like that do for a crappy team? So why not move him?
I mean, so you're discounting any value that he had, and you may be right. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. Uh-huh. Any value that he had from a leadership perspective.
Yeah, well, I mean, what does that mean? He's been, you had Bergeron, who's arguably one of the greatest Boston Bruin leaders in that dressing room.
So who's your captain on this team next season?
Pasta probably goes to, right?
I don't think Pasta will be the captain.
Does he seem like
you don't?
Captain material?
No, so it's either him.
I don't know.
So then it goes to McAvoy?
It's probably Charlie McAvoy.
I mean, what's the difference? Like, when you look at the captain, what's the difference between a guy like Pasta and McAvoy in that dressing room?
Well, Pasta is just, I mean, he's a phenomenally skilled player.
Right.
He doesn't seem like a leader kind of person. I think maybe Charlie McAvoy is more of a, grind it out, hold you accountable leader kind of guy, maybe.
Does he seem like that,
I've never seen, like...
McAvoy doesn't seem like that. So that's what I mean. Like,
well, so then you're rudderless.
Well, you're at a point. Does there need to be, and that's why I think I asked Milbury about it. Like, does there need to be a guy in a NHL dressing room that people? I mean, obviously, I think people respect Pasta. I think people, if Pasta said something, they would listen to him. So
that's the most important thing.
Yeah. So, and I think people would do that with Pasta. Like, what won't he bring to the table that a guy like Marchand brought to the table?
There are a considerable amount of people who, whether it's DMs or text line or over the weekend, or sorry, DMs to our show account, not Lindsay, that suggests that the Bruins are planning on bringing him back. I don't know how you can hear what Elliot Friedman reported, which is that he went to them essentially begging to get a deal done,
right,
and they wouldn't do it, and argue that he's going to be back next season. But maybe.
But do you want to?
Maybe he wins it down there, and he's happy to come back here and play for $3.5 million for another couple years.
But do you want that, though? That's what my point. Like, what does Brad Marchand do for a team that's not very good? Don't you want to start building younger and building around a younger nucleus that is going to be here for the next 6-7 years?
Yeah.
Or what did you say? Pasta has like 6 years left, like building around guys that are going to help him?
I do have tickets to give away.
All right.
For Monday night, St. Patrick's Day at the Garden, Bruins and the Sabres. So if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will get to participate in the new era that is has just begun here.
We love it.
In Boston.
Yep.
With the black and gold. So caller number 9 right now on the contest line to get a couple tickets for Monday night, Bruins Sabres at TD Garden. Limited tickets are still available at ticketmaster.com/Bruins. This is Mark in the car. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's
you guys got the best show in the morning.
Oh,
thank you.
Mark, thank you.
No, really, it's an honor. I just want to say the Marchand thing. I actually think, based on what Elliot had said, the average annual value, I think, was good. I don't think that had anything to do with his haircut. My guess is that Marchand maybe wanted 4 years to get him to 40, and the Bruins were offering 2, and he said, okay, well, let's meet in the middle, and the Bruins wouldn't go for it. So, because they were close on average annual value. So
yeah.
I don't think it was the money per year. I think it was the term of the contract.
Yeah, but then there's that Emily Kaplan report, which says that to be able to offer 3 years, Don Sweeney had to get permission from the chairman. So
okay.
He had to go and get the ownership to buy into the 3 years anyway.
And they bought into it.
That's what it seems like.
They were.
Yeah, Elliot Friedman said there's a gap in AAV. There's not. They weren't together on AAV.
Right.
There was a gap in AAV.
So they.
What does Elliot Friedman know, though?
He's just the Adam Schefter of hockey.
Right.
Who listens to him?
So
I know. I'm surprised that you didn't steal that scoop from under him this morning.
Yeah, I know. I thought about it.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
He's my guy. I guess if you are a Marchand fan and you're like, all right, you wanted to bring him back, the 3 years you're cool with. Now the question becomes, how much does he want? And that's why I think $3.5 million or whatever the number was that we're just speculating on, because he makes 6.2, is a massive haircut in his opinion. I think he's like, you guys got to do better than this. Maybe the lowest I'll go is $4.5 million, and maybe they weren't willing to do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is the end of an era.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
But that's what people wanted.
Long time since you've seen a Bruins team without Brad Marchand,
right,
and without Patrice Bergeron.
Right.
And without David Krejci, and
right,
so it's
don't cry now. That's what everybody asked for.
Not well,
some
everybody.
People are still crying.
I mean, the majority, Courtney, I know you're...
People get sad, Wiggy.
But the majority of people, before this trade deadline, were like, Marchand got to go. It's time to rip this thing, tear it down, and he got to go. Now you can't
but
get...
it's kind of like breaking up with somebody, and then the actual moment comes, and they're moving their stuff out, and you're like,
But now it's like, all right.
Maybe this is a mistake.
No, I think now you just got to be like, all right, maybe you shed a tear, but you look at all the good things to come with the new
what
life.
Are we looking towards? Like, show me, like, it's Pasta and McAvoy and Swayman. Like, what? They're not doing anything. That's the issue that I have. It's like, okay, let's look forward to what?
Well, I guess that's what this offseason, and you didn't think they were going to bring people in. A rebuild means you tear it all down.
I do, yeah.
And then in the offseason, that's when you're hoping that they bring in, you know, talent to go along with Pasta.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Brad. Hill Notes at 9:30 this morning. Sean?
Yeah, dial them in. Send it to us. You can go right on the app and send us your Hill Notes.
All right. If you'd like to offer a tribute, audio tribute to Brad Marchand, you could do so on the Odyssey app. Just click on the microphone in the upper right, and you can leave us a Hill Note at any time.
You can do it for Devon Godshaw, too, if you wanted to do it for him as
well. Yes, you could. We are really stockpiling picks. I cannot wait till the 2027 draft gets here.
Oh, unbelievable.
We're gonna be loaded. Locked and loaded, Wiggy.
It's
2027.
And this is why the next, you know, free agency actually opens up on Wednesday, the official date. But that's why we kind of talked about this. Are you guys concerned? Because I'm a little bit concerned. If they're not willing to, like Sean believes they're not willing to pot with any draft picks.
Well, they still have the number four pick. So let's
But what's the number four pick going to do for a team that won four games?
I mean, it could help.
It could help
you win another game or two.
Wiggy, if you were
I'm hearing things about the direction they want to go in with that number four.
Ooh.
I hear things from time to time.
Right. I mean,
are you going to give us a name? Or?
I'm just hearing it. It's not like...
No,
My sourcing
the
is
The birds
not
are
always,
chirping?
My sourcing is not always great.
Right.
But I'm hearing that if Travis Hunter is available at number four, then they are all in.
Jackson, tweet that out.
No, don't tweet. No tweets.
How do you feel about
you okay
that?
With that?
I'm more of the Shime approach.
I'm hearing all in if he's available.
I'm more of the Shime approach.
No.
Trade down, pick up an extra second round pick.
Oh my God, how boring.
But use that second round pick to actually get you a legitimate playmaker. If it is him, so you have, all right, you have one corner in Christian Gonzalez you already know could play. You have, I guess you two having two lockdown corners is pretty good, but still, you got nothing on offense. That's the thing. Give me Tyler Warren.
Okay.
That's who I want. I want Tyler Warren, the tight end, to help Drake May. You already got a great cornerback. What's the purpose of getting another one when you need help on offense? So I would not necessarily – I think Travis Hunter is a great player. Don't get it twisted, but I feel like you need help on offense.
But couldn't you have Travis Hunter be a receiver?
No, because he'd have to play receiver full time, and he's not going to do that.
You're sure?
Yeah, he's already. The league looks at him as a cornerback.
All right. Well, we got to take a quick break. I did mention the Odyssey app, and I will just remind you that you can listen to us there at any time from wherever you are. So download the app. You can also stream the show at weei.com.